1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Fun, safe, and stress-free gatherings were hard to plan until now. For only $99, you can reserve a theater for a private showing for up to 20 of your friends and family. Details online at marcustheaters.com.
Good morning. So a little strip poker at the governor's mansion, was it? For Andrew Cuomo? You got that one?
Wait a second. Hold on. You have me at a disadvantage, sir. One moment, please. Apologize for not being ready, but that...
Did you hear that one?
Story. Well, maybe I did. Wait. Nerd. I did get an alert last night on my phone, and I didn't check it out. It was like some wild bombshell sexual thing about Cuomo. And how do I not open
the latest story I can find on this? Is 6 hours old.
What decision's not imminent?
A former member of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, who previously accused him of sexual harassment, so the accusation goes back a few days. And this,
here it is.
And this I find a little odd, because it's not in the middle of a campaign.
Okay.
He's not being confirmed for anything. This, you know how when Trump was running for president the first time, or anyone was going to be nominated and confirmed for the Supreme Court, suddenly folks came out of the woodwork from 30 years ago saying, oh, you know what happened to me?
Yeah, right.
And then they turn out to be Democrat operatives.
Here's what I got. This came in yesterday. Cuomo ex-aide accuses scandal-plagued New York governor of pervasive sexual harassment in bombshell essay. Okay, that's what I got. Then a little later in the day, I get this one. Republicans want Cuomo subpoenaed in nursing home deaths. So he's got the nursing home thing going on. He's got this bombshell sex scandal thing going on. But
so
wait a
second.
So,
he's got a scandal going on. So is this just piling on? Is this just some Republican operative? No, it turns out like all these other all the cases launched against Supreme Court nominees and Trump. This is also a Democrat operative.
Because
she worked for more than 3 years in the Cuomo administration.
Time out. When did DJ stop being the lowest form of life on the planet? We're the ones who were supposed to be having your strip poker sessions up in the break room. We're the ones that were, you know, snorting coke and
we had hookers. Stop right there. Man wants to play strip poker and can get it set up, okay. It's his business. But, you know, if you walk up to someone in the workplace, and it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're the governor or you run a hot dog stand somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot dog stand.
You can maybe, you know, quietly mention it once, and if you get a no, then let it go.
I have a question. Rock, I need you in on this.
Hold on. Let's get a little more about the story here.
Well, you get more details.
I got this. Lindsay Boylan is the accuser. Said that during her more than 3 years in the Democrat administration's, you know, circle there, Governor Andrew Cuomo would go out of his way to touch me on my lower back, arms, and legs. And what does that mean? So they're going different directions in a hallway, and he turns around and he compared her to one of his rumored girlfriends.
You know, you look like my girlfriend. Aren't you married, sir? I sure am. But you look like one of my girlfriends.
Ex-girlfriend, I said, yeah.
One of them.
And once remarked they should play strip poker. So he just remarked it once.
Oh.
Just brought it up one time.
Okay, so Okay. All right. So there's not these Friday night strip poker at the governor mansion, all out debauchery things. And that's really by, okay, I'm not saying it's right, but really by today's standards, a little strip poker seems really antiquated. You're going to sit there and play. Okay.
You know, I'm old fashioned. I'm old school. Mm-hmm. I like traditional American institutions.
All right. So you're okay. All right, fine.
And like I said, if you can set that up, okay.
But not in the
I'm just wondering how it'd go if you walked down the hall later today and walked up to some, anyone, a man or a woman.
Here or in the governor's mansion?
Here.
In this radio station?
Yeah, let's try it out here and see how it goes.
No. Mm-mm.
And then,
it's going to get weird at the Christmas party.
Based on that, you can decide whether or not the governor of New York should be doing that.
Yeah, I heard you said something to my wife in the hall. I'm sorry, who are you? No, I don't need that hanging over me at the Christmas party.
Now,
thanks.
Don't forget, this is a guy who, has beat the drum for equality for women, women's rights.
I know. I'm familiar with
all the liberal causes.
Him, his father.
Yeah.
It's the family business being governor of New York. It is.
Same as like Matt Lauer, beating the drum for liberal causes. Then you turn out to be a pig. What a surprise.
Bigger pig than the local DJ, even.
Right.
That is, wow.
Well, not local. I don't know what the guys in Albany are like.
They're filthy.
I'm at here. I would be, okay, what I wanted to mention was, Rock, if we want to, if let's say somehow the three of us round up some women or woman or somebody says, sure, I'll play strip poker with you. Somebody here in the building. All right?
Uh-huh.
We get a couple of takers, and the five of us go where? Where would we go? Into our office, way in the back? It's kind of out of the way. I guess we could set up a little table in there.
In our office?
It'd be a little cramped.
Yeah.
But now that you've got the gas out of there.
I don't think any women would want to be in there.
Right, because it would look suspicious if three women go parading.
I think they take a step in there and just go, I'm out.
Okay. Is it the room?
Yeah.
Is it me or is it the room?
I think it's the room. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little messy.
Okay, let's just say we talk two or three women into a little strip poker somewhere here in the building. Mm-hmm. Private area.
The game room, maybe.
There's windows. People pass by there all the time. No, it's got to
hang some beads in the doorway.
Tin foil.
There you go.
Tin foil and scotch tape is all taken care of. Mm-hmm.
There are going to be questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some, and I'm using air quotes here, do-gooder. It's going to go, what's going on in there?
Don't go in there.
Is it wrong to want to know what this woman looks like?
First thing I thought of, she hot? I'd like to know what Mario's type is.
She's pretty.
Is she? Pop her up on the screen.
I'm trying. But
okay.
That's a.
If you click on a New York Times story,
they want
the first
to subscribe.
Thing it does is say, hey, you want to continue reading?
How do you get there in a conversation, though? Hey, you know what we should do?
Well, I think that's where the...
You ever play strip poker?
You don't open with that. You talk about cards. You like to play cards. Cribbage, sheep's head, euchre,
That was a great game.
I was just
strip
in Vegas.
Strip poker.
No, too fast yet, Rock. You're not going to be the point guy on this. No, you just go, I was just in a couple weeks ago, I'm in Vegas playing a little blackjack. I really love playing blackjack. Low stakes. $25 a hand. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
They started taking my clothes off. It was much better.
Maybe too fast.
Maybe he should have waited till he was given his Emmy before he proposed to strip poker, because then he could say, "Want to come over and see my Emmy?" Because remember,
you can't
see
my Emmy from
getting,
Albany.
He is getting an Emmy award.
Miami Beach.
Remember that.
Right, he's nominated. Right.
He is?
We talked about it yesterday.
I don't think he's nominated. I think he's going to get one.
What?
I believe he is going to get one. Or do they not read those? Oh, maybe he's just nominated.
I don't know. I don't know what he was nominated for.
Lindsey Boylan, who joined the administration's Economic Development Agency in the spring of 2015, said she first met Cuomo at Madison Square Garden.
Probably a Billy Joel concert. That's all they have there.
January 2016.
That Knicks games.
My boss, he says, my boss soon informed me that the governor had a, quote, crush on me. Boylan wrote, it was an uncomfortable but all too familiar feeling.
A crush. It's such a cute age.
You're 74.
Well.
God.
But, you know, what other word do you use think for she, it? Is she supposed to say, he apparently is planning to sexually harass me?
It was apparent he was attracted to me. Not he had a crush on me. That's what puppy love is.
So does he send one of his aides to talk to her? Do you like the governor? Do you like him? Do you like the governor? Or do you just like the governor? Because he has a crush on you.
I believe in the things he stands for. No, that's not what I meant.
Hey, could you call the governor?
Like if he called you... Would you, talk to him? Would you, on the phone about policy? No, well, forget the policy things.
Tell him how your bra is hot and you want to take it off. It's so hot. You just want to take this bra off.
That it was an uncomfortable but all too familiar feeling, the struggle to be taken seriously by a powerful man who tied my worth to my body and my appearance.
You know what I say? I say, Mario Cuomo, your time is over.
Andrew, sorry.
Yes, Dad was Mario. We won't stand for this anymore. And take your brother with you. He's an a-hole.
Is this... This isn't going to be what ends his ridiculous reign, is it?
It might. It
ended
this,
Matt Lauer.
This sort of thing has ended the ridiculous reign of a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess.
How about... What's going to end... What do you think?
How about his... Nursing home COVID thing where
how about all the dead people? Will that end it or will the sexual harassment end it?
Well, even Democrats in the state house in New York want to look into that. So
De Blasio's up his ass about this thing.
So
I got to get De Blasio up there. You got trouble.
Got De Blasio up my pooper, and now this.
Lindsay Boylan included a screenshot of a November 4th, 2016 text message exchanged with her mother. So she's beginning to tell her mother about this stuff, in which Boylan said Cuomo was being creepy, and there it is again, has a crush on me.
That's the word you get when you get to be this age.
How old are these people? She's telling her mother they're having crushes.
Well, but I mean,
like we're talking about 14-year-olds.
So this goes back 5 years. I mean, it's not like she just thought it up.
So they were 70 then.
She also wrote the governor's staff needlessly inquired about whether she planned to go to events he was attending. Oh, are you going? Are you going to that?
She going to be there? I don't know. Her next to me. Put her at my table. Next to me. Move my wife across the table from me, put her next to me.
She also posted a screenshot of a December 14, 2016 email in which an aide wrote the governor had compared Boylan to a woman he was rumored to have dated.
That is not, you shouldn't talk, even if you're single and you like her, you don't talk about old girlfriends. Well, you remind me of my old girlfriend.
Right.
Even if you're divorced, or your wife has never been married.
You could be sisters, except you're the better looking sister. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a little.
It's actually a good line. I'm going to use that.
Okay.
When I start sexually harassing.
No, that's an awful line.
You're the one who just wants to jump right into. So you want to play some strip? No, rock, right. Slower.
And even I can recognize that's a terrible line.
And how do you like this move?
Oh, really? Is this the closer?
No.
Oh.
Boylan wrote that after a December 2016 holiday party, and, you know, post Christmas parties. They're just minefields.
Alcohol on top of all of it, right?
Boylan wrote that after a December 2016 holiday party in Albany, Governor Andrew Cuomo summoned her to his office, where Cuomo showed her a cigar box he'd received from former President Bill Clinton.
Nice. So what?
Well, that's all right, yeah.
You remember the Bill Clinton
said showed her, I was like,
cigar, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
Wait a minute. No, what?
Yeah.
I remember the tie. I remember the dress. Oh, yeah, there was a cigar. The pizza.
I remember the cigar.
Yeah.
Being a...
Rock will tell you about it later.
Oh, no.
There's a cigar involved, yeah.
Oh. But Cuomo didn't touch me, Boylan wrote, but the one-on-one encounter made her uncomfortable. Then during an October 2017 flight, so you're on an airplane, you can't get away.
Yeah.
She said, Cuomo said, let's play strip poker. As they sat with a press aide and a state trooper, she said she brushed it off by sarcastically saying, that's exactly what I was thinking. But privately found the comment upsetting.
All right. Let me back up here. I said, let's just say we could round up some female employees here in the building and we all go off to some private corner. Do we even have a deck of cards to play strip poker? Do you have one in your desk drawer, Rock? I don't think I do. Do you have one? The loon call's missing. I'm guessing the cribbage board and the deck of cards are gone, too.
Now, the other
on
people
on my desk,
that were
there
supposedly
could be
involved in the conversation said it did not happen that way. There wasn't that talk. So that's what they say. Boylan asserted Cuomo created a culture of pervasive sexual harassment, including making unflattering comments about female colleagues' weight, ridiculing their romantic relationships, and having roses delivered to them on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's easy enough to track. Were there roses delivered? Let's check.
Yeah, you could track.
That would be easy enough to find.
Is that wrong? Delivering roses on...
How many coworkers do you send roses to on Valentine's Day, Rock?
Let me count.
If you start naming them, I'm going to be mad that you didn't send us some.
Right, that is weird. On Valentine's
Day. That's weird. Day. You do not send red roses to a coworker on Valentine's Day just because you're, hey, did you get my red roses?
Like that's, flowers on Secretary Day or something like that.
That's a whole different, yeah. Right. And it's not roses, it's a bouquet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think he's married.
Well, okay. If he's not married, he still can't do it in the workplace. But
he was in a relationship with a Food Network star during this time. Huh?
Okay.
Sandra Lee, do you know who that is?
No.
Cuomo was in a long-term relationship with Food Network star Sandra Lee throughout the time frame laid out in Boylan's accusations. That
right,
couple
so there's no
split
Mrs.
up in 2019.
So there's been no Mrs. Cuomo that he's been that's
cheating
been
on.
All right.
But he was cheating on a person he had a long-term relationship with.
Okay. All right. We'll let the voters sort that out. All right. So not exactly like Matt Lauer. Not exactly.
Well, you know, once you get someone in an airplane with you, and, you know, their options are limited there.
But I'll say he created...
It's getting a little hotel roomy.
If those stories are true, that is a hostile work environment, isn't it? Yes? No?
Well, that's why I suggested you go down the hall and try out that strip poker line on some other people and see what happens.
I think it'd be more funny if you and Rock got to pick who I had to use it on. Just for comedy purposes. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a hostile work environment.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it sounds like it went on for a while. Hey, are you going to the thing at Madison Square Garden? Or, hey, why don't we play strip poker? Hey, check out these cigars I got from Bill Clinton.
These cigars came from Bill Clinton. Bill freaking Clinton sent me these cigars. Check this out. Cigars. There's a cigar. There's a cigar in the box. There's a cigar. Yes, Governor, that's wonderful. Thank you for letting me gaze upon your box of cigars.
Sounds like... I would think I was like on an episode of Jokers or something. You know,
like Punked?
Or Punked, yeah.
Where just be looking around.
Someone's in their ear telling them what to say. Now ask her if she wants to play strip poker.
Tell her she looks like your old girlfriend, but she's the pretty one. She's the pretty one.
Right, yeah. Is that what they do on that show?
Yeah, they got a guy in their ear. Yeah. And you have to say ridiculous things.
That's the name of it, though, street. Jokers? I guess I popped through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the guys who... The thing about that show is they rotate, and one guy who is in the back room telling the dude what to say is usually the next guy out. There's like three or four of them, and then they're in his ear, and he's got to perform some just ridiculous feet
uh-huh.
and say what they're telling him to say.
So anyway, there you go. Former aide says Cuomo kissed her, suggested strip poker.
So where do we
and
go?
Showed her cigars.
So what do we do now? What happens now?
Well, that's a very good question.
I just because
he's got his.
Does this go to HR?
Arrangements in a ringer in two different ringers. She could sue him, I suppose. She's running for the borough president of Brooklyn, is it?
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. I believe she's running for an office in New York City.
Does this help or hurt her chances?
Well, I think it makes her look good, actually.
I don't think Cuomo's that popular right now in New York, to tell you the truth.
No, I think it would probably help her. Rose McGowan has called for an investigation.
Okay, I am going to afford Mr. Cuomo this courtesy, too. We say on this show all the time, you can accuse...
Anyone can accuse anybody
of anything.
But she does have these text screenshots.
Okay, that's evidence.
Taken from, 3 years ago.
People have said that, but you just said other people have said it didn't happen that way.
Correct.
So there's your pushback already. Not exactly like that. He didn't just blurt out, let's play strip poker.
No, but those three others were all men and continue to work for him in his inner circle. And even if all that turns out to be false, he's still got to answer for these nursing home deaths that
sure
he's stacked up.
At what point do you just go, I don't need this headache anymore. True or not? It's time to go.
Who, Andrew?
Yeah.
When he says, I don't need this?
Yeah.
Well, that headache might stay even if he resigns.
That's what I mean.
Because he could still be
right.
sued.
Still be, well, he could still be in trouble for underreporting deaths too, right? I don't know what kind of crime that is.
I don't know what happens in that.
But his credibility is sure brought into question, right?
Yeah, at least. Well, it depends on, who's pushing him along for whatever. Is CNN even reporting this news? Because, his brother works for him.
Is it going to be one of his big discussions when he's hunkered down in his basement, which was a lie all along when he said he had coronavirus and I'm in my basement and he was spotted out and the guy said, hey,
That was Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo, right. And the guy said, hey, I thought you had coronavirus, and he was going to beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he saw him out.
I just, got to say, I don't think Mario did a very good job of raising these boys.
Yeah,
they both kind of seem to be scumbags.
Doing a heck of a job there, Brownie.
So there's that.
That is a good opening story this morning. That is excellent.
Thought maybe you had heard about it.
I've heard a bit, but not. I definitely didn't hear about the strip poker part. And that was a little. Now I'll say this about you. You starting out with that. That was a little misleading. I thought they were playing strip poker on Saturday nights at the governor's mansion, and it just turns out it was mentioned
one time.
Yeah, and you led with that. I'd like to play strip poker at the governor's mansion.
Picture Cuomo with his tie on his head, and cigar.
his dress shirt pulled down between his legs.
Black socks.
I'm losing.
I said, if a guy wants to arrange a strip poker game, well, that's up to him.
I lose again.
I just think you ought to reach out to your social circles to do that and not at the workplace.
Yes. Yes, of course. Have a friend over to play strip poker, not a coworker.
What we need.
I don't want to have any attractive friends.
Is some kind of seminar or how to on arranging strip poker. Don't do it at work. Just don't do it.
You think it'd be easy to enough to the dark web would make it really easy.
Well,
that just seems like it would be.
This is right up there with two chicks at the same time because.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Got to have a few for a poker game, and why would a guy want to play strip poker with another guy?
Yeah, with all.
Hey,
yeah.
You guys want to play strip poker?
This is
chicks in
you
the
know
room,
where you do
Jim.
This. It's a couples thing. You have your couple friend that you're.
Yeah.
You need a hot tub too, I think. Well, what do you say we get in the hot tub, and afterward we can play a little strip poker?
Oh, you never watched Ray Donovan, right?
I did. I watched the first season and a half or so.
Okay, yeah. But you didn't.
And watch all of Ray Donovan.
Hank Azaria was a character.
I didn't stay that long.
Oh no,
no. Didn't.
Well, I won't wreck it for anyone, but I'll tell you, Hank Azaria.
Is there a hot tub scene?
Hank Azaria was a character in Ray Donovan. He started out as the director of the FBI in Los Angeles. And in some episodes, it wasn't strip poker, it was Scrabble.
Strip Scrabble?
Well, they'd come over on the premise of playing Scrabble, and then he and one of his subordinates at the FBI.
Male or female?
A male subordinate would bring his wife.
Okay.
And then they would play Scrabble and switch partners and...
swingers. They were swingers then. Swappers, whatever you want to call them.
And Ray Donovan managed to get video of it, so...
Well, for God's sakes, don't let anyone with a cell phone at your strip Scrabble party.
Well, it wasn't like that. You'd have to watch, but that's
But I think you need a hot tub to facilitate even the start of this, and then you kind of go...
Come on over.
Hey, you know, now we're all naked.
Sit in the hot tub.
What do you say we swap?
Let's take our swimsuits off and swap.
Anyone should demand the water changed before getting into Como's hot tub.
Or just bring a bottle of bleach with you. Let me just pour this in here. Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah.
What if the governor greets you at the door with a some sort of bowl and asks you to drop your keys in there? You know?
So we don't lose them.
Yeah.
So we don't lose them.
Right.
Keep them all in one place.
What are we doing here? The governor just likes to put them in a bowl. That's all. 6:20.